out to Santa Barbara and make him get it. That's the first mission. Now, the second mission. All right, you're supposed to be in the whole department. This is every time. All right, first mission, too, sure. All right? Now we're going on to the next fellow. Why don't you just get it? First mission, say, next mission, have you a fun of? They bring before him, and this is going to be a little troublesome, as soon as they have you a fun of. And they bring before him, and then Mazel B'Chazesh, he takes the Chazesh lesson, the lettuce, takes the lettuce, some type of object that can make a break of dam on, and he dunks in something, and then he, of course, makes a bracha. Yeah, that's in Kulotay Tapas, and we can get it. Achimadiya, and this is done before the Paperet Tapas. That's what that means. That means either some say before the Mora, something is done before Matzah. Whatever, it's done right away. That is, you know, right after Kiddush, that comes in. All right. Then, after that, Havil of one of Matzah, they bring the Matzah, the Chazeres, the Chareshis. It's made Tashilim. They bring a plate which has the Matzah, the Chazeres, the Chareshis, and the Tashilim. All right, then Mr. finishes up after the same Chareshis Mitzvah, blows the third on the Mitzvah, so on the third, blows the Mitzvah, blows the Mitzvah, blows the Mitzvah, okay, fine.
What?
The Tashima. In the base here. Some say should be washed off. Oh, there's a good
thing.
Harosis, that's the, No, that's the mark. Harosis is the, I'm not doing this one. Harosis is the, thing that the food that you stick, you dunk the, what do you call it? The mark. Right, you dunk the mark. The good taste. That's not enough to eat too much of it. And you know the reason why you use
Chazeres
is a vegetable, your lettuce. So why we use Chazeres? One of the reasons Gemara says is that you use Chazeres is because on the lettuce, apparently you used to use it on the lettuce. I don't know what type of lettuce they use in it. But the lettuce, or the fruit, they used to use for the Mara, used to have certain type of bugs in it. The Chazeres, some way or another, is able to kill the bugs. So if it's just enough to do it, to kill the bugs. But it seems to be too much. Well, this is very good. Bless you, it's getting better though, because they're using strong and textile in the door.
I don't know.
And then you make a hadama, and then
that is
it. You make a hadama, and then you go on. Then you go to yachat, and that's you divide the matzah. So five pasuk come in, and then you go start with hagada. Then start with hagada. All right. Now, here's the question. Now, first of all, what's the question? What's the purpose of taking the tapas and dunking it in salt water? And what's the purpose of that? So, what do you say? I mean, what do you say for that? So, Rashbam, yeah. Okay. We have more questions about the same thing. Can you Rashi, Rashbam on one side, both of you say the same thing, let me say this. Rashbam says, what is Rashbam saying? Rashbam says, what then? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Ochas. What's the Ochas when you tell me the Gemara?
Yes,
they're not supposed to watch the end before that. No, wrong. That's the Gemara. You have to wait for it. You have to get one of the next to the Ochas. Ochas is very good when you watch the Gemara. You touch, if your hands are wet, or you touch food, which is wet, or if you're in the Tama. How big do you have to
watch
the Gemara? That's the test of the Gemara. We'll do it next week. The Tibo Rishon and the purpose of the first dunking is today to Yaket Tinat Rishal. Can child should see something strange going on? So he just makes Kiddush, and also a very strange event is occurring here. The Rashbam. The Bam is Rashbam. Rash is inside. The Rashbam is finished off in the Bam. Rash. Let's try to have Rash and Rashbam. So the second line of Rashbam, next list on Rashbam, it says, the Tibo Rishon today is Yaket Tinat Rishal. And the first dunking is that the so child sees something very strange that's going on here. So he makes Kiddush. Yes, good question. That's number one. First question. The main question is, I mean, after all, okay, so let's say the first year, the child will ask the question. What's happening in the second year? I mean, the third year? We're not talking about foolish children, what's the purpose of the whole thing going on? Okay, but first hold that for a second. Take a look at Tesis. Tesis, you upon us. First, harass bomb. That must be the rocket. Then any vegetable. Rocket is vegetable. Face, have you a funnel? On the sergeant. The small face. Have you a funnel? The face says, first, harass bomb. That bomb says, you rocket. Right? Yes? The first of you, the two of you, the first of you. The two of you, right. Have you a funnel? So, Pierce slash bomb. Slash bomb says, you rocket. Russian says, you rocket. The aim here, says his neck. It doesn't seem to be too likely, that's what I mean. Look, Tony Pedge, if you look for a Kazer, says Tony Bussama, if you look for a Master Mara, whatever it is. It doesn't say, if you look for a Kazer, it doesn't say the Kazer, it meant the Urakos, like Rosh Bam said, the minister didn't say, if you look for a Kazer, but the minister didn't say it. So apparently it doesn't mean that. So what then does it mean? This is a veneer, it means to pierce rock. It means like the rock explains, if you look for a Shulchan. You bring the Shulchan, if I'm not mean a Shulchan, Shulchan is the plate. You mean the plate which we have. The actual plate should be the matzah, and all the things which are required for the night should be on the plate. The matzah, the mara, and so forth, the kappa, should be on the plate. So he says, a veal upon upshot. It means that when you make kiddush, nothing's on the table. Besides kiddush, nothing on the table. Then comes a veal upon up. You bring your front, you bring out the plate, and then from the plate, of course, you take the kappa from the plate, and you the same procedure, But then there's points of places you had to bring the entire plate on the table, and there's points of Rosh Bam, you only put the carpet on the table. Out of the Kiddush. Baal Shulchan, Merechazeth. And on the Shulchan, the Rosh is the Chazeret, is the Letz, is the Hadamah. The Hadamah. No, they take along the whole plate. Look at the three things. So, according to places, let's take places for you. According to places like this, you have Kiddush and nothing's on the table. That's the different thing. If you make Kiddush, places, you bring the plate on the table. Then you take the cap. Let's do Orchas. Orchas will see the whole problem of the Gemara with Orchas. Actually, even the Gemara says you have to do Orchas. You want to get out of it. You don't want to touch the stuff. If you just work, you have to do Orchas. Right, wait for next week. That's a very big problem. That thing is never simple. Yes. Then you bring them on the plate. And then what do? You take the kapras. Correct? Then after the kapras, what happens if the kapras? Then you do Yachas. Then you keep the plate in the table. And you say Halachma. Until up to Halachma means up to Mashnah. Right before Manishtana, what do you do? You take away the plate again. You fill the second cup of wine. And again, the kids of curiosity should be aroused. Hey, what's going on? You just make it in. You put the plate in. Now you're taking it away. The whole thing looks crazy. Then there's Manishtana. After Manishtana, then you bring back the plate again. That's what means the view of the second. The view of Michael is after Manishtana, you bring it back again. So that's the procedure of coin places. That's the procedure. You got a figure? Right? Yeah. Now. Yeah. What? What's the matter? Whether the first time you begin, do you first bring over the entire plate, or just the cap, just the chazer, the cap, the kappa, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, those examples were one of them. Oh, so you're going to bring yourself a table, isn't it? What do you mean? You're not going to go away. You're here. You make kiddush and you have been through, don't you? Mom, too. It's your place. Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to happen to you, honey.
You're sitting down.
You're sitting down. You're sitting down. You're sitting down. You're sitting down. You're sitting down. You're not going to have to see the food and make kiddush. You need to the place where you make kiddush. That is should be your mom, too. It's going to be mom, too. You still make kiddush and things in something too far. So we have to first come here. Yeah, a problem tonight to begin with is my heart is between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Actually, Rashi says like Rashi, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi says, does he say Rashi? Yeah, right. Rashi like Rashbam. No, they all agree. It's not here. According to Rashbam and to Rashi, they start differently. Yeah. The plate's on the table. After you just bring the kappa. Then after you bring the kappa, then you bring over the plate, then you do yachat. Then you have to replace things here a lot more. Then you take it away again, and then you give mashtan and you bring it back again. The question is, are we fasting like Tosfos? Because Tosfos, the Rach, and the Rambam, and the Mechaber, all agree should say. That's what we do. That's what Chaim said. Chaim was made, you keep the candles to Shabbos at the table. The table should be, made. The table should be used for Pesach. The table should be used for Pesach. I mean, the table should be used. You have to have dishes or the food or anything with you. Which is really a kelik of Tuba Falila, not on the table go after. Collect the kiddush.
I bring everything on.
Surely it's all by my son. After my son, I bring everything on.
Bring it on.
Well, you do.
You
have to have a seder plate. You start with it off. If the kiddush, we pass our table, if the kiddush, you take the seder plate, you put it on, you do kaddish, then you do yachas, to take him out. Yep, the Sefer HaBikonim. Then he has to Yachat. You say Halachma. They have to Halachma. You take it away. And then you feel Kosheni. You feel Kosheni. And then, if the Kosheni, you ask the kids as Mashtana. And then you bring it back on, then you have a different one. Right?
No,
yeah, talk about this.
If I
tell
something is the wrong place,
and
I don't
feel
like right
there,
I don't pick up the
place. No, it's not market. Some things are market. It's the whole first market. But if it's still the wrong place, I mean market. You should try to finish the book. Now, what, as you know, the Rav wanted to say, very well, he says that the actually say what the next Mishnah. Let's say the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, we'll 5 points there for a second. Next Mishnah, which is like this. Mazgulo Kosheni, have it? You fill the second cup. This is after the first Mishnah. You brought back the plate. You brought the plate on the table. And it says Mazgulo Kosheni, fill the second cup. But can I ben show of this? And then the kid asked the father. They may die till the ben. And if the child isn't a little slow or not too, or doesn't have enough knowledge, all of them, the father teach him, mother father teach him, manish down a lot of that. He knows he's careful. He knows carefully the Rashbam over here. Rashbam says, yes, he's Rashbam. Yes. By Kana Ben Shirl, Kan, what is the Ben here? Kan, the Mizigas, Kaishenya Ben Shirl, as others. Imu Chacham, Manishtan, why is the kid this? Manishtan, Achshav, Shemozum, Kaishenya, for the Machila. What are you telling me? Oh, I could tell you that. Wow. According to Rashbam, what is the kid really is? What is the kid is? Kid is simply, the kid is astounded. Why are you doing so shiny? And what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam says, he says, you know, Kiddush, you make Kiddush, all of a sudden the kid is something, you make Kiddush, you bring the table on the thing, you take it away, you feel so shiny. Well, you're making Kiddush again? Because what's going on? Lama Moses, so shiny. Yeah, and what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam follows the same procedure, and he says, after you, okay, he says, well, because I don't know. And then he says, yeah. Umozin Kosheni, Vakana Ben Shoya. Vakana Ben Shoya, say what? But the Ram says, Va'oima HaKoreh, Manishtana Alay Lazer. So the Rav says, that B'Shem Chaim, from the Hebrew from the Rashbam, and the Rambam, that the procedure was different. But they held that Manishtana, not the kid's supposed to get Manishtana, but the Allah is that the kid's supposed to get Lama Umozin Kosheni. But what's going on? What's happening tonight? The kid's not supposed to be rehearsed, so you teach Manishtana, and memorize the heart. The kid's also come, you know, by himself. You see something like this. Lama wasn't kosheni. And the father says, good question. I bet the father compliments his father. He says, furthermore, the other shinim halayla. Manishtan halayla. Because you have this, you do that. And so the question of the child is supposed to come spontaneously. And after that, the father says, the kodesh is manishtan halayla. That's what the Rav explained, the Rambam and the Rashbam. What was the problem? Oh, right. On the procedure over here, what is that? Yeah. What's that? What's the procedure? If you make Kiddush, according to Rashbam, you take the carpet to put on the table, and afterwards you bring the plate over later. First, he says no. First, you take the immediately after taking the plate over with the carpet on the plate, and then you take the carpet over there. Just the carpet, not anything else. What's the sense? No, you make Kiddush. According to the Rashbam, you bring a carpet over, you make Hagama. Yeah. And then you bring all the things you continue. If that goes like this. Only the first step. Why do you make Kiddush? According to the Rashbam, you take over the carpet with the knee and make Hagama. According to Tausus, you got to take over the whole plate which has the carpet on it. So what do you take over? The entire plate with the carpet. Yeah. So in order to first thing is, let's first take up the knee. What do you take on? The whole plate. You have the master, you have the mother, you have the oasis, you have the... So the purpose of the cat, let's just go into this agreement, is that the child here. So again, to stimulate the child. Yes, so what's going on? what's going on? Because tapestry was made to gum.
And the answer is
all
that.
Yeah, there's a master there, Morris there. So something, what's wrong with it?
The other guy, he was so
the other guy?
Chris.
Chris, what? So, I want to see
Chris. Is there an
SPF
question?
Right. That'll be the
question.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes, everything
take it off.
Take it off. Back to my time. Again, do all three. The rockers?
Yeah.
No, we'll have you fire first. So then, take it off separately. How long am I supposed to be there? After Rachman, you must take it away. From my side, must take it away. After Rachman, take it away. You want it. Have to be on the table, Rachman. I go up and I look at it. It's up to you. I have to be on the table by Rachman. So my daughter, hold it up there. Yeah. Yeah, please, I'm going to hold it up. I'm not going to look at it that way. Yeah, I want to look at it. That's first. After, maybe Ed Rachman will take it up. And now, what is it? Question is like this. First, let's go back to the basic problem. Sometimes I'll walk in the house and tell them, or you saw a guy's story. But here, we want this to be told either question and answer. Shall we choose? The Chacham gave us the method of the Gatla Vinicha, the procedure of Gatla Vinicha. To be done, I gave out just the procedure. That's the method. Why is it better? Apparently, it's better. But that's the method that the Chacham described. That's also correct. But still, you want me to just answer the question? So let's say, do something to get a kid to his foot. Stand on your head. Jump down the steps. Do something. What are we so concerned about? So Mishnah says simply do something, think of something, sit down, and say Mishnah, Lila, Lakshov, Al Minig, Kinuyim, Mikhadim, Lakhay, Valerisha. Do something. What's so particular? What's so purpose of it? Why end this question? End this question? They ask me a question. So wait around, get a smaller kid. That's it. Even by Chachamim, which know the Haggadah, even by Gedolim. Right, everyone has to do it. Everyone has to do it. Everyone has to go through the Seder. Except that the Gemara says that one time in the house, and the kid asks the question, why this is done, so one of the Chachamim said, okay, you already jumped from saying my son, that question suffices from my son. Okay, but you do things, but the procedures of Chachamim,
The halacha is, you must have some visualization regarding
You go on in silence. Answer, dear me. The answer is just in a bundle. That's what's down the stairs. Understand? You need more, it's fine. But these questions must be, in some form or another, must be a certain amount, a minimal amount, of certain parts of Shemiyam Halayla, which are visualization. Therefore, all these Shemiyam, the Shemiyam which we're incorporating, this is a minimal Shemiyam, which the person can fulfill by Lahara, by Sean. Even if a child knows, even if a child knows. Child knows what you do it for, but when you do it on Pentecost, you're getting shown again, like a guy who knows the movie. He's it again and again. He sees it, he can help you see it. So it's a minimal Shemiyam requirement to show something pertaining to the Shemiyam. And this is the Shem which the mission is up. This is the Shem with the bring the tablet. This is the Shem with the Chamul Womasaki. This Shem. You have to do this tablet. This is the Chamul Womasaki that is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah of Lahara to show the Shem with the Shem. This is the Shem. Okay. Now we have a little background there, right? Now we're going to answer the whole question. Between the last bomb with this, the last bomb, and between the last bomb and who? Okay, and say, that's it, right? All this information. Now we'll make 90 feet a little bit of structure of our brother. Now we know what you have to do. The minimal here, you have to have, regarding the question part, you have to have some minimal amount of visualization. A child can be different. For anybody, even adult, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of secret design, there must be some visual shenanigans. The requirement for the sequel, there must be some visual shenanigans. And this is the minimal here, visual shenanigans. The child needs more. If you think of someone, it's better. Whatever. There's a minimal here of visualization. Yeah. Now we can perhaps get into the last one thing. Yeah. That the year must be in still succeeded. That's right, the same is right.
Wait, no.
You're right. The Mitzvah Halayla must be related to Mitzvah Halayla. Yes, they must be in high place. The thing about itself is non-related to that's not the minimal shear which is required for the reader.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been so bad. You should have heard me. That's what I did.
What's wrong with him? He's not going to make them hurt. Does the Rashbam that you have to do Shini and Halayla? The case knows that every Shini must be sure to be Halayla. Oh,
you
don't know.
The Rashbam says the Shini is
Shini and Halayla. And Tosha says, no, the Shini cannot be performed unless you have Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah. Tosha has a special requirement that Shini can be Halayla. The last bomb hold, I say there's a last bomb, you have to have Shini Halayla. What's wrong with that? Shini Halayla. But you have to have a Shini Halayla. So, Tosha says no, that there's no Shini Halayla unless it's been sure to Mitzvah Halayla. That's all, what's wrong about that? I'm not going to be sure to serve. But what's the problem with the last bomb? The last bomb is very awkward about it. Here's what he is. What he is, first you take the topic by itself. Then you go back out to the table with the apple. And then it's going out of the way. It's going out of the way. What's it going out of the way for? If it has to bring it anyway, why did it bring it in the first place? Why did it bring in the first place? See, that's the problem with Bobby anymore. Because apparently, you see, at the Rashbam holds another entity here. Then, you found the Rashbam says to first bring in the Chazaras by itself.
Yes.
Well, if it's a bit, you don't have a Shini, only required to bring in. But the Rashbam says, then afterwards, you have to go bring back the place of the Mashiach from Yachat, and so on and so forth. So, according to the Rashbam, what do you mean to say? What could you bring in the first place? Bring them together, you don't have to. But the guy, it's easy for that. What does he make? Why do it twice? Why does that mean because the Rashbam cannot do it together. It must be done separately. It cannot be done together. I'm very interested about that. Because you have to bring it for later. First bring the Chazarasin, then you have to bring the Yachat. Then you have to say Allah, you have Masjid Allah. Then you take it away. So the play actually brought up sooner or later.
You bring the whole play to the Yachat?
Well, you have to have Allah, the whole play for Allah. So last one has to bring it anyway. So what is he insisting on your piece here, little by little? Let me go and tell you what he's so insisting about it. So apparently, you see that must be something else. Last one has decided to say, yeah.
When you
bring
just one,
nothing independent. The first one is independent to the life. So the last one has each visualization which is required, the two basic ones required, each one has a different fulfillment. The first one demonstrates the Shina Lila. Let's do it with Salila. The second one demonstrates Mr. Salila. So we're going up towards last bomb, the Shinium are based on a progressive series. First we have the Shina Lila. It's not any different. Nothing to do with Mr. Salila, nothing with it. Simple Shina Lila. The second Shina shows us that two eyes mature with Mr. Lila, something with the Mr. Lila. The coin's last bomb, each Shina has its own fulfillment. One is simply to demonstrate Shina Halayla, and the second one is to show us what? Shina Halayla plus Mitzvah Halayla. But according to Tosfos, no, they all must be related to Mitzvah Halayla. So they're all related to Mitzvah Halayla. Tosfos saying, we're told that the Shir, how many Shinim, must be related to Mitzvah Halayla. So according to the last bomb, there's a halacha, this concept, that there must be an independent Shina not related to Mitzvah Halayla.
Why?
Because the Shina must demonstrate immediately, the first thing is that this light is different. This night is different. This night is different than any other night. Not to remove Mitzvah. Shina Halayla. This night is different. Halayla is a different from Halayla. And never mind Mitzvah. Simple, independent Shini Halayla. This night is different. Whereas Tosha says no. The only Shinium always must be demonstrated and manifested through the Mitzvah. Whereas Rashbam agrees with that too. Rashbam says no. The series must be progressive. First first is Father Sheena Lila, and the second Sheena is called upon herself Hal, and he was with Sheena Lila. That agrees with the second Sheena, but he starts up with the second Sheena. Okay? Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Any question is? I think it's the Rambam with the Tosfos and the Rash and the Moshe and the Mechaber. But the question, whatever you do, the Rambam says you didn't answer it. You have to do, whatever you do to stimulate the kids, remember, Harez and Moshe Bach, whatever you do to further the kids' there must be a seal for Shina and Lila. If any other Shina, that could be fine, that could be nice to you, very good, very good. But the minimum Shina, which the Chacham will second, must be consecrated only related to Shina and Lila. And the Shia is, these Shina, they require a different amount of Shina. But the Ashton says, no, they require two different types of Shina. One Shina demonstrates Shina and Lila, and Shina demonstrates Mitzvah Lila. So two different Shina, according to Rambam, bomb. According to one Shina, but it must be done, Three times, doesn't want to say. Okay? Yeah. The Kampas, you do Yahas. Then after Yahas, you do a Halakha first. Then you take it off. Then you have the Manashtana. If the Manashtana, why do you have covenant? What does covering do? I mean, it doesn't remove the simply covering. I did see that. A few times say covering. There's something you cover, you know.
I didn't do it.
That's halacha being moved. The question is, if halacha regarding the person who covers something, then regarding bracha, fine. So, you know, regarding his removal requires a mitre of removal. A mitre is a similar question. The first reason, the guy has something on the table.
Thank you.
make a block of their trade off and every time. They will be market. I will be my husband. So it is how much are Catholics to read? So Mahabharata says you should read less than Kazayas. To read a Kazayas, that's less than a Kazayas. Yes, you will be a mushroom. You will require this book. Okay, read Kazayas, that's less bracha for you. Ah, but maybe brachas are different. If you eat, I say drink a glass of water before you walk. Well, you have to have a bracha. It's a bench, it's a service. There's a bench, it's a service. But brachas are different. But maybe you don't know. It's something to tell us. That's a bracha. I don't know. No, then you know that the bench never is. But here he's saying the Haggadah, if you're trying to make a block of Kaplan until later on. So the question is, will the bench, is the Haggadah has to come out? Because you will know, is the Haggadah has to come out? What's the matter? Is that what? Oh, the Haggadah is not a Hesrik. Then you think maybe block of St. Trichel, because the bench will work. You see? What's that? Kaplan, yes. If the Kaplan is against the figure, the Yachas and the Lachman of the Master, you go, oh, I got the whole other, the pages and pages, right? Then you wash, then you bench. Now, does that bench, will that poke you from the Bracha Choyna? Will that benching poke you from the Bracha Choyna of the Kaplan? We don't know. But if the benching pokes you, it's Bracha St. Tichosa. Let's say you made a Bracha Bracha Goffin, a river Goffin, right? Then you want to do this, that's not going to Bracha. If you make a Bracha Bracha St. Tichosa. Just like Yahin pokes any Mashkin, Yahin pokes any Mashkin. So, Bracha Samaz, and Paita is any Bracha, which is what you call Bracha Haina. Bracha Samaz is the biggest Bracha Haina, you have to do it. Bracha Samaz is the biggest Paita. So the question is, we don't know, is Haggadah has to connect? The Mahabha says, to avoid the entire problem, he gives a very simple suggestion. Most of the many said, look at him. Suggestion, he says, Mahabha is now a Racha, and most of the Haina is Pasha's Mahabha. And he says, that what you do is, you eat Bracha Samaz. Why do you have to be there for you? Bracha Samaz. Oh, one second, right? Yeah. So, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. You don't need to make a bracha.
You only have to do something you don't normally do yourself.
Of course. Master.
Yeah,
master. Master. I'll do this thing, my question is. You want to take a little sip. You have the problem by bracha choyna. The last time the person said, okay, eat a desire. Make a mazonah. The guy wants to know, Shabbos, these Shabbos, the guy wants to take a little chance, take a little risk, you know? The guy says, you ate enough, so he's going to go out for one guy who's eating. I said, do me a favor, have in mind, bracha choyna for me. And he knows it's the bracha choyna. The bracha choyna is master, bracha choyna.
How's it going to answer that?
Oh, so 1 second. So now I have to get the machadah for you. Right. Actually, Machab's method is really a test of it. It really makes good sense. You want to get involved in the right? It's very simple. You make a bracha. I think it's bracha. You start to break three hard dollars. I think it works not. I think we'll make a bracha. Break three hard dollars. That's it.
No, you don't make a bracha.
You take a little drop of water. Take a drop of water. Take a half ounce of water. Make stock on your bro. You drink the water and you go home. Who drove my house that time? Took wine. Yeah, see that bottle? He said, no. He drank a little wine there. Took wine and said, no, this is just as you drink, didn't drink a shit, you're quiet for bracha choyna. Yeah. Yeah, all right. So that's the one that's going to happen. That's the whole thing, how by kosher looks out, by yayin looks out. So yayin looks out. How about yeah, that's it. So yayin doesn't have to. Yeah. Say, but why is it? Because they say it's all one mitzvah. Because they're all the Because the whole Haggadah is done. The whole Haggadah must be said Haggadah our first. So Chaim says, during the whole Haggadah you must hold your church. It's a mere our first. Chaim says, I'm here. I'm trying to during the whole Haggadah you must hold your church. Here, let's have a look at here. What? I hold that here. By halach, man, hold it up. Yeah. Then you say, ask the man of Shana, then ask the Rav Meir, then wait for man of Shana. You took second coat. There's man of Shana, and I hold the coat. Don't do this. So the Mechala Pasti, you must say, must hold the Mechicha. Chabba says, Mechicha, Anachni Chayyof, Mechol the Chabba, Mechicha, Until the end of Mechicha, Chabba says that.
Chabba says,
Until the end of Haggadah, Mechicha, that's halacha. Everyone says that. Mechicha, you must hold the coat up. Before towards the end. Before then, of course. Less than that. Why is that? Before the shooting, less than that. Oh, then, well, that's it.
The last of them.
What's the page? It's really easy, I'll read.
You know,
I'm
going to read it. So, bring up about 2 pages before you, right?
What is that?
There's
Jackie, and Muhammad says, I'm not interested. Yes, but the Chaim said that the only thing is I can see it's very different. The best way is to have him say it with other people. So the best is one person reads and everyone. A guy reads, hold it up. A guy reads, hold it up. That way everyone gets a break.
Did you actually imagine coming up?
Yeah, something interrupted is great to Shemeka. I know all the rest is also one to be quiet. It's a question of thing I do. To read along. The rest says, great to Shemeka. It's Masha for the Mario. Masha for the Mario. And one guy sees, Magami, he can't tell you. That's it. Let's listen. Some say, Shemeka. That's how you do it. Oh, yeah, because the whole do machab over there. It's Brachon Shainan, not Brachon. It's a whole big area by itself. Some say it doesn't, machab. Some say it does because it's a different mice. It's a whole do machab there. The power doesn't take up. I don't think that's it. Definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. You don't, if you can't say anything, you definitely the whole do machab. That is, I would say, when you say, be a chomet. Do you have you should definitely do English too. You say you invite the that way, what do you invite the comments? Anybody know? Shabbos, right. It's a Tol Hamira. The Hamira. They say Hebrew and English. Why?
Because...
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to do. If you don't
say
Hebrew... You know what I mean? If you don't know what Tol Hamira is, it's no good, and I have to say Hebrew, say what? You don't know the situation. You don't know what you're doing. Come here. The meaning of the word comet connotes or comet. So the better thing is to say it over again in Hebrew, because to be sure that the translation is not the precise translation, you have to do another thing with the Jewish word. But definitely, if you don't know the English, So what does the Ram hold? Yes, let's go, we have a problem here. You have any questions? Rambam says Rambam is going to say you must have the guy for the hill over there. Why don't you accept the guy for the hill over
there?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You avoid the problem you have left. But the Mechaber says, look, why didn't I have a very simple solution? Why didn't involve the problem? Eat less, why didn't involve the problem? Right?
Thank you.
And that takes us up to where? Takes us up to the Vinya Haggadah. Except for one thing, which Bernie knows already, we skip or not, which will be next week. And that is difficult to do, really, because this is too much, Tyler. And you suggest that he...
He
did, you know,
he knows that,
right? Right,